Steve and Jill here.
Guten Tag.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show. Entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt, doing my best to entertain Steven, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about wholesale versus improvement equity and how to create it. Crack me up with that. You know, we Thank set you. This up so that she can make everyone, mostly me, laugh with she responds to this. Jill,
Thank
right in the
you.
Beginning. It's working.
Thank you.
You have an endless, a creative approach to saying hello.
I have some very other some.
You have stuff in the bag.
Well, not. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you meant appropriate ones. I say I have other ways I can say hello to you. So I don't think you want that right now. But I have some ways to say good morning, and I have ways to say good night.
Jeez, woman. Wow. Good about talking about real estate today.
Thank you. Focus, babe. Focus.
Here, hold this hand grenade and focus.
Yeah.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Dalton asks, hello, I'm in need for honest, no BS advice. I'm in the search for a land investing course. I've been all over the internet looking at what's available out there. I found Land Academy, The Land Geek, RE Tipster, Land Flippers, Land Profit Generator so far. Has anyone recently bought any of these courses and applied what they teach? And have you had success or failures? Please give me the good and the ugly. I want it all before I commit to anything. Thanks. This is cool. I'm really glad this is the kind of stuff that goes on in our online community. And it is completely 100% unedited, by the way.
Yeah.
People write in answers and our people answer them truthfully. And I love it. And I see I've got a couple answers here. So one person, Chris said, Dalton, I bought Land Academy after looking at and trying some others. I bought some bits from RE Tipster and I have nothing but good things to say about Seth.
Yeah.
But I needed a more complete, all-inclusive training than he offered in 2016. The Land Academy training is exactly what they advertised it to be. Everything you need to know to do the land business. It does not contain hard work, common sense. Am I reading that right?
I don't know yet.
Okay. Hard work, common sense, and startup money of $10,000 to $15,000. Oh, I see what you mean. You have to bring your own hard work, common sense, and startup money. That's true. You must supply those
Maybe
pieces.
Maybe we should supply the startup money too, Joe.
keep searching this form and you will read more about individual experience with Land Academy. Good luck to you. That's really nice. And that was really cool. And that is very true. We don't supply. Yeah, good luck. What would you say? Hard work, common sense.
There's a lot of
and
common
some,
sense.
And just some money to send out some mailers and get your business rolling. That's very true.
There's about 20 replies in landinvestors.com. So if you have
you
the same question or if you just generally want to be entertained, go in there and check it out.
You could search by the keywords too if you want to find this exact thread.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, here's a basic difference. And I'm not selling anything. The Land Geek, Mark was was my first student. Mm-hmm. You know, he constantly refers to it through his stuff, this guy that he used to work with.
I love it. For me, it's like, look how successful.
And that was me.
It's great.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's a great positive thing.
That's what I mean.
Seth, I can't say enough good stuff, just like the writer of the question.
Mm-hmm.
We're good friends with Seth, and we talk to him.
Yeah.
Not infrequently. The other two, I don't know actually much about the other two. So, I don't know. Jill and I, we did.
I know them, but I don't know
Jill and
know
I
them.
Buy and sell real estate as our primary business.
Yeah.
So, Land Academy is not our primary business. And I think that should just tell it all.
You know, I think too, no matter, my whole take on this whole thing is do whatever sings to you. Because you're going to connect with somebody, whoever it is. And that's all that matters if you want to get into this business. If you're a data person, And I see it says we're the people that if it's a data and you really want to make this a business and grow it to something big, that's where we come in. If this is just a part-time gig, and you want, you're not interested in really hitting it hard. It's kind of like, I don't want to say hobby, but it's maybe just something to do a little, maybe somebody else's approach is a little lighter, a little less involved, and maybe that sings to you. I understand.
This whole Land Academy is data centric. Mm-hmm. Period. All right. Those other programs, all of them, the ones on HGTV and all of it are all real estate centric.
Right.
So if you're a data person, like, I don't know, if you're in finance or accounting or
anything analytical,
yeah, or even if you're an analytical salesperson that looks at data and then right. you make a bunch of calls, this is going to be great for you.
Right.
If you love to rehab houses, or if you are the kind of person that is very successful at, you have a real estate agent, let's say, and they call you and they say, you know, this house isn't on the market yet, but I can get it for X, and, you know, you can do your magic like you do and clean it all
up. You like to swing a hammer.
This is not for you.
And order the windows.
This will not work for you. You know, 80% of what I do is in a spreadsheet in the dark room somewhere, getting offers to owners that make sense financially and for a bunch of reasons, from data reasons and real estate reasons, but mostly data reasons. And then I show them, when the phone rings, she handles it from there. So, and that's the truth. I can't tell you, I can't be more truthful than that. So, mm-hmm. And if you're in it for the money, just to make hordes and hordes of money, which actually, quite frankly, Jill and I do, and a lot of our members do, that's not going to work for you either. You have to be a data person, and you have to understand Excel within reason and understand the power of sending out 10,000 offers a month.
Right.
I'm not saying you should send 10,000 out in the beginning. Certainly not. But that's just the truth of it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how else to say it. And it's going to turn off a lot of people. What I just said is going to turn off half the people that are thinking about doing this program.
But that's good, because this isn't for them, and that's totally fine. We started to do that one time. Remember, we talked about that. Maybe I should screen people, because I want to make sure everybody knows. And that's what we do with my team. If you schedule a call with my team, we're going to tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly. Because we want you to come into this knowing exactly what you're getting into. Yep. And if you're freaked out by Excel and you love to handwrite letters and put sticky notes on people's doors and swing a hammer, this is not for you.
This requires a vision. It requires seeing past the end of your nose.
Yeah.
It requires looking at 10,000 lines in a spreadsheet and making sense of which properties, based on the data that you have, assessor-driven data, make sense to purchase and then resell for more.
Right. I personally think this
doesn't have to be your last. I like this topic.
It's like,
this frustrates me.
I find it's easier too when the data and the numbers are staring at you. You don't have to feel the decision or go with your gut or guess what you think the market's going to do.
You don't have to be emotional.
Exactly.
You don't have to guess.
I know exactly what I should do, where I should send it, what I should offer, and just sit back and let it ride.
There's no such thing as luck. Trust me.
Too bad.
There's
just no such thing. Dating wasn't that way.
Too bad for you. It was great for me.
Yeah. I was in a spreadsheet. We all know that. All right, moving on.
Today's topic, wholesale versus improvement equity. This is the meat of the show.
I have something to say when you tell me it's ready.
What are you talking about, Steve? No, go ahead, Evan. Okay. Go ahead and start it off.
Here is my take on this whole show, wholesale versus improvement equity. Let me tell you, let me paint the picture for you. What I can do in 45 days as a wholesaler versus what I've done in 45 days being a flipper. So 45 days.
Flipper's a tough word.
Okay, being a rehabber.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go, rehabber. So 45 days in my air-conditioned office, or heated, depending on the weather. What I can do as far as getting offers out, reviewing transactions, buying property, posting it for sale, selling it, having it done, the amount of money that I could get in our bank account, let's just say I start with, because I'm a rehabber, start with $200,000, okay, because I need to buy a property. So, and that's not in California, obviously. So I have $200,000 to invest as a wholesaler. You know what I could do with that money? I could do 3, 4, 5 more times that money in 45 days, period. Sitting back with my feet on my desk, not working that hard. Now, as a
Well, tomorrow the name of the show is 90 Days Wholesale versus Rehab.
I did not know that.
So you can do the whole show now if you want. And I'll just switch the titles. It's a lot of work for me. A lot of stuff I have to flip around.
Well,
it's up to you.
I'll be quiet then. Well, let's just say I painted the picture and I'll talk about it more tomorrow.
Perfect. Oh my God, that's perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Perfect segue.
Now it's all you. I got nothing. I'm just kidding.
The point of the show is to explain the difference.
Okay.
And every probably few months we talk about this topic, but it's really important to digest. There are exactly two ways to create equity in anything, not just real estate. Let's say it's a car. You know, let's say it's an old car. You find an old car in a barn.
Right.
The car is worth 10 grand. All cleaned up, it's worth 100. These are real numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I can buy it for 5 and resell it for 10 to somebody who's going to make 90 or generate $100,000 sale price at one of these high-end auctions.
Because they're going to put the work in.
They're going to clean it all up, right. Take it, strip it right down to the frame.
Exactly.
They're going to sandblast the frame, seal
months.
It. They're going to put all kinds of love into it.
Right.
They're going to put $40,000-$50,000 into it and sell it for $100,000 at an auction.
Right.
Pat themselves on the back, maybe even do a television show about it.
True.
The same thing is true with real estate, and the same thing is true with anything and everything that you buy at a garage sale.
It's true.
You have two choices when you're sitting there staring at it, whatever you're going to put some money into.
Right.
You can buy it for less than it's worth today because you're a good deal maker, or right. You're good at sending offers to owners out in the mail, or you're finding somebody in a situation where they just need the money, or they don't want the asset anymore. They don't want right. to pay the taxes. That's the creating equity way, right. By buying it cheaper, the wholesale way. Or you can do it the improvement way. You can buy it from somebody like us and put all that labor into it and the time and expense, right. Which is fine, and resell for more and hopefully make a profit. So neither one is wrong.
Right.
Jill and I have some really strong opinions about which way is more efficient, especially if you understand data and you have a head on your shoulders and you're not really interested in working with your hands.
Did you say that we're different? I don't think we're different on that.
No, we're the exact same.
Okay,
did
thank
I say
you.
It different?
I thought you said, yeah. No, we're on the same page as this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like everybody, we've tried it the other way.
Yeah.
It's just not for us.
No. It was fun for a few minutes. And then I looked at the bank account and I said, this stinks.
It was never fun for me. Never. You're good at it.
Thank you. It was
fun to play.
Or you
can do both. You know, there's some people in our group
play
that do
decorator.
Both. You know, you can become a wholesaling guru and buy incredibly, we have people in our group that do this, buy incredibly cheap property and improve it.
Right.
You know, so that's a lot of work.
Right.
Usually you have to have a team for that.
Right. You got to have the team. Boy, that does not appeal to me. But we do have members like that, and it's really cool. Like they already own a contracting business, or their brother owns a contracting business. So actually that's a good fit, because then they have their buyers already lined up. All they're really doing, so the person that's with us, they're finding the deals, feeding them to the family member who does the renovations.
Can you imagine if
sense.
You're a successful rehabber listening to this, which you're not, because no, rehabbers don't listen to the show because they're not data people.
Right.
Aerospace engineers listen to this show.
Right.
Software engineers do. Commercial pilots listen to it. But if you imagine this, if you were a very successful rehabber and at the click of a button, when you're done with the rehab, you get another project that comes in, and it's probably 50% of what you're used to paying. Imagine
ding, ding.
That.
You're like,
walking
line them
right
up.
Into a property. There's $50,000 worth of equity immediately.
Right.
If you just sold it in its current state, falling down, you'd make 50 grand. You know what would happen? And I give that successful rehabber 3 transactions, and then they will become us.
Yep.
They will sit and say, wait a minute, why am I doing all this work when all I have to do is just resell this immediately and then another one pops up magically?
Exactly. Let
and
somebody
I sell
else
it for $50,000 more, and then I don't have to do anything?
Exactly.
Can I sell my tools yet?
Yep. That's true. Isn't that great? And it's just easier and faster, and it's
that's
best
the point
thing
of this
on the
show.
Planet.
And Jill's going to run the numbers for us in the next show, or maybe it's the show after that. You know,
right.
I would love to run a 90-day test.
Yeah.
see what a wholesaler can make in 90 days and a rehabber can make in 90 days.
I'll share some more then.
I think it's shocking the numbers that can go on.
Yep.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time for when we talk about what every wholesaler does wrong.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I wonder how many times I've said that.
Wait, at least 920. Probably a lot more than that.
Still makes a lot of sense.
I know, it does make sense. I really like that. It's good. Wherever you're watching or wherever you're listening, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.